You're listening to the Family of Te Gata podcast. Message from Neo, Archangels.
Beloved friends of light, we have communicated many times about archangels that serve life in many aspects. Let's probe the information more deeply as we tell you of these powerful souls that do far more than you know. We will briefly review a few of these magnificent beings and tell you of their lives since the creative moment of their first awareness. Archangels were created in Elohim with other souls that would be known to you as Pleiadians, Arcturians, fairies, angels, or Fa'asi, and so many more. These souls had no body and communication was experienced in tones and colors. The Great Spirit moved around and within these souls and gave them power, light and the innate wisdom to go forth and become the identity that Spirit directed with love. We have shared many times that numbers reflecting densities are not used or needed in the Pleiades. Locations of dimensions and vibrational frequencies of densities are as natural as breathing in the higher realms. Archangels are called Va'asi by Pleiadians. There are deep bonds with many archangels that overlap to visits, meals and travels alongside the Galactic Federation. For the understanding of those receiving this communication, all higher beings of your awareness were created in 12D Elohim as the Spirit of God, Elako, expressed each one as part of itself. The soul of the one to become Archangel Michael and the soul that would be Elder Ikai, found joy as they connected like brothers on a team to serve all life. Ikai expressed his own body following Michael. Together they traveled and made plans that would join all souls with light. This would be an infinite journey that would expand all concepts of life throughout the vast cosmos. Aya and Ikai found one another before bodies were expressed. They created their home on Te Gata. Archangel Michael had plans to serve others and never created a home of his own. Other archangels followed the lead of Archangel Michael in service. Uriel, Metatron, Ariel, Gabriel and thousands of others met in frequencies of light from the beginning. 802,058 archangels are assisting Earth now in non-physical. 3,850 are incarnated now as humans. The power and explosion of energy created densities that extended far beyond 12D. They understood the great responsibility before them. There had to be boundaries, commitment and intention to adhere to such honesty and integrity with the power they held. Archangels are equal in rank, but each soul expressed in many aspects of demeanor, socializing with others and the choice to incarnate or remain in the pure essence of an archangel. The choice of all archangels is service to life with no arrangement of homes or families of their own. Archangels are the creators of densities. They realized that all souls could not handle the visual expressions of such diversity of life. They observed darkness and light in many forms of free will. They would create vibrational frequencies to allow partial viewing on stars and within deep space. Archangel Michael led this teaching, Elder Ikai joined in the planning that would take the venture of light on endless explorations. They would assist many souls to remember what was forgotten with many incarnations. Meetings on Te Gata grew to be more frequent as Archangel Michael became more serious and more compassionate at the plight of souls in form. Crafts were created for comfort and ease of changing locations, but greater speed and higher technology was needed. The fairies assisted with upgrades and the first motherships were created. Archangel Michael still travels with Elder Ikai in the most powerful motherships of creation. Archangels made decisions that would allow incarnations to Earth. Without families or homes of origin, their incarnation would be to assist humanity for great purposes. They would face obstacles and challenges while in human form. They would have the choice of visitors from the higher realms to assist them. Some would enter crafts and meet with those from the higher realms. Planning an incarnation brought many meetings to discuss the purpose chosen. These meetings are often held in the Pleiades in quietness and privacy. Vibrational frequencies were created in areas of exploration in moments of expression in Elohim. In each area visited, an explosion of light brought areas known as dimensions. Each area of vibration carried a momentum of sound, tones, and energy. Spirit transformed each new area to become galaxies with stars that were alive. Life knew itself in moments that became even more beautiful. Archangels visited the new realms as they moved in and out of ethereal form to projected bodies. They enjoyed traveling in body form through galaxies in shapes and sizes chosen. The new stars became inhabited by souls from God's source. Archangels vowed to serve all life by raising frequencies and becoming available in the collective consciousness of all souls. Meditation on Earth revealed great results as teaching spread about the power of spirit. Pleiadians teach that communing with the presence of God, Elako, brings peace and a sense of oneness. This has assisted all souls that chose to incarnate into duality a method of achieving great peace within. While moving into higher densities and dimensions in travels within or as a higher being, one will feel merged with God. Peace will cover all moments with joy and deep love. Archangels enjoy moving and traveling to project frequencies to souls living throughout all locations of being. Some locations resonate at similar frequencies, while new creations of stars will need greater assistance. All souls are sacred and the higher realms know no competition. In 7D Pleiades, the souls are completely advanced as they traverse areas of what Earth perceives as higher numbers. But the Pleiadian soul can reach the highest vibrational frequency by choice and intention. This would be true in the understanding that souls on 3D Earth are only bound by their beliefs. All souls are unlimited as part of God. How far is the reach for archangels in numbers representing vibrational frequencies? We tell you in truth that 3D to 144,000D is possible. Knowing that a being can be still and travel will allow more of a comprehension. Layers of energy move continually and access in within the light of the soul. Archangels access locations or multiple frequencies by choice. Archangels and ascended masters have chosen the number of souls that would be lightworkers. Many have wondered why 144,000 souls have been chosen. It is entirely because of the densities experienced and in honor of the creative service of all archangels. Neki Maiya. I love you so, Neo.